Unit 1. Bullying. Exercise 3. Read and listen to the texts. Which of these topics do they talk about? Match the topics to the texts.
Bullying. Bullying is a big problem in many schools. Read our special report.
1.
Toby was a typical victim of bullying. This is his story.
We moved house last year, so I had to go to a new school. In my class, there were three boys who were real bullies. Everybody was afraid of them. On my second day, they came up to me after PE. I had a new pair of trainers, which were a birthday present from my grandparents. At first, the boys were very nice to me, and they said that they liked my trainers. Then their leader said, "I need some new trainers. I think I'll have these." I tried to grab them back, but the other boys pushed me against a hedge. They punched and kicked me. I told my parents that I lost my trainers. A few days later, the boys asked me for some money. I gave it to them because I didn't want to be beaten up again. Every week after that, they asked for something. If I didn't give it to them, they used to hit me. I hated going to school, but they even reached me at home. They used to send text messages to my mobile phone. Things like, "We'll see you tomorrow at break time. Don't forget the money." Luckily, my mum saw one of these texts and I told her everything. The next day, she went to the school to see the headmaster. He called the bullies into his office and he talked to some other kids in my class too. In the end, two of the bullies were expelled from the school. Things have been okay since they left, and I haven't had any more text messages. I've seen the two boys who were expelled in the town too, but they haven't done anything. I saw them in town yesterday, in fact, but they just ignored me. I was a bit worried about that at first. I'm glad my mum found out about it. If you keep it to yourself, the bullies will just carry on.
2.
1 in 10 pupils in secondary schools is bullied. With boys, bullying is usually physical. With girls, it's often verbal, but words hurt too. Bullies often use text messages and the internet to reach victims, even when they aren't at school. This is called cyberbullying. Every year, about 10 young people kill themselves because they are bullied at school.
3.
Most victims are kids who are different in some way. This might be because they are a different colour or religion, are very small, fat, or have red hair, wear glasses, are new at a school, are naturally quiet or shy, prefer to be on their own rather than part of a group.
4.
A typical bully isn't a big, ugly kid that nobody likes. In fact, the opposite is often true. Bullies are usually popular and have a lot of friends. They aren't stupid. In fact, bullies are often very intelligent. They are usually good-looking and popular with the opposite sex. They wear fashionable clothes. Bullies are often the fashion leaders in a school. A lot of bullies have also been bullied themselves.